My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I've got a big project coming up, the full restoration of a long neglected and thoroughly abused house. Behind the house is the substantial foundation of a large barn. The barn is long gone. I've seen some lovely gardens built within the stone foundation walls of old barns. This foundation isn't a great candidate for that. At one point, the walls were reinforced with a heavy concrete pour, so it's not a pretty thing. It's also capped with a reinforced concrete floor. The foundation measures 40 by 60 feet. This is among my least favorite projects to throw money at. Getting rid of it will involve a very large excavator and a constant stream of dump trucks hauling it off. I've had this project parked in one of the dusty portions of my brain for close to a half year. A few weeks back, the beautiful and brilliant Martha and I were in North Carolina for my son's college graduation. We were driving through the mountains and stopped at a community garden. The town had replaced the bridge passing over a good-sized river. Instead of tearing down the old bridge, they turned it into a lovely garden with a walking path. The path gently wove through these spectacular raised beds packed full of flowers and whimsy. They took an expensive problem, how do we get rid of the old bridge, and turned it into a showcase of their walkway. It was brilliant. Now, that's when the light went on. Instead of hauling away the old barn foundation, why not bury it under a patio with gardens, a path with bench, a sweet little garden building, maybe a fire pit? Suddenly, a project I was dreading has the possibility of becoming a spectacular feature. Thank you, Lake Lure, North Carolina. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.